Bella Mafia by Linda LaPlante. Read by Hayden Gwynn. The arrest of Tommaso Buscetta, one of the most knowledgeable members of the Mafia to turn informer, led eventually to the Mafia's biggest trial in history. 468 alleged Mafia members were arrested. On the walls of the bomb-proof jailhouse where the suspects were held, the words Mafiosi Finito were scrawled. Then it began. A terrifying retaliation and jubilation turned to fear. Hitmen gunned down two of Palermo's top crime squad officers. Five magistrates were systematically wiped out, and witnesses began to withdraw their statements. Spirits rose when Paul Carolla, wanted on both sides of the Atlantic, was trapped in his Sicilian mountain hideout. Then the prosecution received the worst news possible. Their main witness against Paul Carolla, Lenny Cavataio, had been brutally murdered. The trial was halted. At 10 o'clock in the evening on the second day of the adjournment, one of the chief prosecutors, Giuliano Emanuele, received a telephone call. It was Mario Domino, an old legal adversary. Domino said simply that he would appreciate a private meeting with Emanuele. The security surrounding the Emanuele household was strong. When Domino was finally allowed to enter, he handed Emanuele a photograph. "If you recognize this man, just nod your head. I do not want his name mentioned." When Emanuele looked at the black-and-white photograph, the hairs on the back of his neck began to prickle. It was Don Roberto Luciano, the boss of bosses revered in Palermo. Emanuele handed the photo...